Philip Saint-Papier, look at these urgent care today's date is 11/21/2023. Dictation is for Paula Shelbourne. Shelbourne spells S-H-E-L-B-U-R-N-E. Paula spells P-A-U-L-A. Date of birth is 06/10/1969. This is a 54-year-old female here with left forearm pain, period. Patient stated about approximately 1 week ago she was attempting to put our grandchild, who weighs approximately 40 pounds, in a car seat as he was fussing. She said she immediately started to have pain in her mid-forearm and started to wear an over-the-counter brace, but came in today because of increased pain. She said pain is sharp, rated 7/10, increased with motion and touch. Says she came in to make sure that she did not break her bone, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hypertension. Past surgical history. Is none. Social history. Denies alcohol, drugs, or tobacco use. Last menstrual period, approximately 5 years ago. Next paragraph, allergies, sulfur. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, back to medication, lisinopril. Next paragraph, physical exam. She is alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 98% at room air, blood pressure is 123/80, pulse 78, respiration. Respiration 18, temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph, left forearm. Tenderness in the mid radius. No edema, no erythema. She has full range of motion with elbows, with mild discomfort with supination and pronation. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, or rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sound, no use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, cardiac regular with a rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert, oriented, and straight, cranial nerves, root tens, normal, motor and sensory functions, and normal, mood and effect, and normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is fracture to the left mid forearm, non displaced. Section number two is left forearm pain, period. Next paragraph, x-ray was done, claimed today. X-ray revealed non displaced mid shaft fracture. Next paragraph, procedure, patient was placed in a long arm posterior splint. It was recommended that she follow up with an orthopedic specialist. She says she can't afford an orthopedic specialist because of funding. She was strongly encouraged to continue wearing the splint for a total of 6 weeks, and she can come back to the clinic on a routine basis after splint change, period. Patient states she understands and will comply. And she was educated on splint care, what to do during shower or a bath, to come back to the clinic if splint is not in good repair. Patient was sent home with the following: Tylenol number 3, 1 POTIDPRN for pain, number 24, 2-4. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.